So Emily, what questions should I ask a prospect before I jump on a discovery call with them? What should be on my intake form? We're covering that today. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, this episode is sponsored by my very own digital marketers workgroup. Yeah, I can sponsor myself. Get your applications in our exclusive membership that gives you training, support, and the job opportunities you need to build experience and command premium rates as a service provider is opening soon. The end of March, beginning of April, the Digital Marketers Workgroup will open to new members. Now, here's the thing. You need to be solid in your services. You need to have a pricing guide, a website, a portfolio, something that sells your services, and you need to be confident that you could get the client, because this is not a course. This is a community. Every month we have advanced trainings. We help each other with feedback, support. We help you with troubleshooting, but we're really there to encourage and refer each other. The link to apply is in the show notes. We only open a few times a year. Right now, the cost is $47 a month, well worth 1 hour of client work a month. You can do this. I'll see you inside. Hey, fellow unicorns. Welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Unite, the podcast where we empower aspiring digital marketers, assistants, specialists, coordinators, virtual assistants to take charge of their freelancing journey. And I'm your host, Emily Reagan, a mom of four, a sheepadoodle owner, lover of coffee, volleyball player. What else can I say? Marketing nerd. Okay, today we're diving all into client prospect intake forms, that little form that a client fills out when they are booking on your calendar to talk in a discovery or sales call. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, intake forms, this is really dry. Actually, it's really important. And we get this question a lot inside my digital marketers workgroup, because here's what happens. It's not just a bunch of questions. This is a way for you to vet your prospect, make sure getting on the call with them makes sense for you and for them, because nobody deserves to have their time wasted. But you also want to be working with the right kind of clients, and you need to be able to do a little bit of research. They're going to give you insight to positioning yourself as the expert even before you get on that call. So I'm doing something a little new today. I'm going to have a compilation of different workgroup members, different business friends and service providers with some of their favorite intake form questions. Now, what makes a killer intake form? It's not just about asking questions about the pain points of your prospect, but it's also an opportunity to showcase your strategic thinking, your personality, your problem-solving skills, and to set you up to do a little bit of your homework on your own so you know what you're talking about before you jump on the call. We'll discuss how to infuse your intake form with your unique personality, your brand voice, because let's just say it, there's a lot of virtual assistants out there. And not everyone can do what you can do, and we need you to really stand out. This episode is really for you. I want you to get ready to take notes, because at the end of this episode, you're going to be armed with lots of ideas. I can't wait to hear which ones you implement. Would you do me a favor? As you hear these, tag out your favorites in Instagram stories. Shout out the person who shared it, because I'm so honored with some of the big names we have here on the show, and start building your network that way. Before we jump in, I want to tell you our Digital Marketers Workgroup is opening again. So if these type of questions help you get clearer in your ideal client, market better, build a business that brings you in better clients, that gives you more time freedom, that is really more aligned to the services you love, if you need help while you're in that messy middle of freelancing, then the Digital Marketers Workgroup is your community. It's a tight-knit membership. And we are opening the doors the first week of April. So you can get your applications in now. You do have to have your business set up. You have to be solid in some of your services there. You can always advance and learn more, because we have a whole library of training. So you can niche down further into podcast management, launch management, more tech trainings, copywriting trainings, Facebook ads, quiz tech, funnels. We got a lot inside the workgroup and a lot coming in the new year, including two brand positioning workshops coming up in April for our new members. One will help you with the top fold of your website, really nail it down into your specialty so you're confident talking about yourself. And another training with a copywriter who's going to help us with our Work With Me sales page. You know, that awkward page where you have to talk about yourself and you're like, third person, first person, what do I do? That page that sells your services. So that is your bonus for signing up for the work group. This is also something I need to say. This is the last time you can get into the work group for $47 a month. I am closing the doors and making it annual only, doubling the prices. Things are going to change when we next open the door. So if this has been something that's been on your mind, please apply now. I'd hate for you to miss this opportunity and all of the fun trainings we have lined up. And if you decide, hey, I actually have a few holes in my marketing services and I need to fill in the gaps, you can always take the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. It's open right now for self-study. This is ideal for somebody who's intrinsically motivated, who wants to dive deeper into marketing, positioning out of admin, being more of a marketer. That self-study is open. We'll put the link in the comments too. Work group members do get a discount when we do the live version, just saying. Okay, work group opens first week of April, right before the eclipse. I hope I see your name come through. Okay, before we jump into what everyone said about their favorite question, let's just take a step back into the booking process. So here's what usually happens. If you're in the work group, we post a job lead. You reach out with your email. It's an outreach email and it has important information. I teach you how to write that inside the work group. This outreach email is essentially convincing a hot lead who wants someone from Emily's network to work with you. And so you are going to have your booking link there. Usually we use Calendly, Acuity, or you might have a different program linked with your books, like if you used Ubsato or 17 Hats or something else. So this little form happens right when they're trying to get on your calendar. Usually it's before. Sometimes it can be after. I prefer before because it is a hurdle for vetting. This is really a way for you to gather information and intel on your prospect, but you don't want it to be too obvious, things that you can also search, but you do need them to do a little bit of the lift to show that they're serious and you want engaging questions. You want to be able to show off your knowledge and insight and personality. And this is a point in the sales process to show off your values, to show off what you stand for, to be very clear about the type of people you work with. I think some people might disagree. You don't want 100% conversion on this. You don't want everyone booking with you. You want the people who are unqualified to not book with you. And this is also so critical as a service provider. You are booked and contracted as an expert. You are an independent contractor. You are expected to show up in a business with skills. That's the level we're playing at right now. You are not an employee. Your employer doesn't pay for your training and require you to do all this stuff. You are expected to already be at that level and already be professional. And your intake form is going to demonstrate that. It's going to kick off the relationship on the right foot, equal power. You are not somebody's underling. Also why I hate the term VA. You are positioning yourself from the very beginning of the sales process with that initial outreach email. Yeah. And clients can find you other ways. They can get on your booking calendar other ways. But for the warmest, hottest clients, they're like itching and ready to book a call with you. They're vetting you and then they're jumping on your calendar and they can't wait to see if you can help them in their business. So we've compiled a bunch of different options for what to put on your intake form. These are the types of conversations we have over in the work group because there's always improvement, always refinement. We don't need to get stuck in a perfectionist zone here, but let's have fun. Let's have fun with intake forms and let's jump in. Oh, and shout out to all of my business friends who took 90 seconds, sometimes 180 seconds, probably more because I know there were some retouches. Thank you for contributing and helping my unicorns be the best. That's why I'm here. I'm helping digital service providers, marketing assistants level up and run successful businesses, and you are a part of that. Thank you.
My go-to question is a favorite thing section. I love to ask, what's your favorite candy, beverage, restaurant, flowers? Anything really goes. Your client will quickly forget about this and they're in the thick of getting their business going, but you have an upper hand by being able to surprise and delight them when you're celebrating a big win, a birthday, or maybe you need a morale boost after a stressful season. Hey, I'm Brittany Gardner. I started freelancing in 2020 after working with several nonprofits. I currently specialize in all things Squarespace while offering SEO audits and strategy and business consultations. You can work with me by booking a call at BrittanyGardnerCreative.com or finding me on Instagram with my handle, Brittany Gardner Creative.
My favorite question to put on my intake form when vetting potential clients is, how can I ensure that you feel supported? If you'd like, share diagnosis, illness, disability, or other. The reason I love this question is because, number one, it rarely gets asked. And as somebody who struggles with chronic illness and other, I always admired when people put that front and center when it comes with working with somebody or at events I go to. I love asking that question because the people who that relates to or that affects, that just lets them know that I'm a safe space and that I'm thinking about them and that I'm willing to accommodate if need be. I'm Jordan Gill, founder of System Saved Me, and I started my business back in 2016. Before my business, I actually was still in the online marketing space for 2 years prior, but I was an employee, actually a head of content for an 8-figure online business. The services that I offer today generally are just strategy sessions as well as Voxer consulting. I do have some courses in micro tools as well, but my website is systemsavedme.com and my Instagram handle, which Instagram is my jam, is at systemssavedme.
My favorite question to put in the pre-sales call form is this: what is going on in your life that caused you to reach out to me today? That's the question. And here's why it's important. Most people put that question in their testimonial form and they send it out at the end of a project. The trouble with that is once the project's over, you've already solved that problem for your client. So they're probably going to forget exactly what it felt like and exactly what they were going through when they had that problem. So you want to grab that language right when the problem is happening, because then you can take that language and plug it directly into your sales copy so that you can vividly describe that problem for future readers. Because the more specific you can paint a picture for your readers on your sales copy, on your sales page, in your sales emails, the more specific you can get and really paint that picture of their problem, they're going to read that copy and say, this person gets me. And more leads are going to reach out. They're going to connect with you. And they're going to know that you're the one for the job. So that is my tip. My name is Jessica Brooks. I'm a UX sales page strategist. And I've been running an online copywriting business for the past year with a background in journalism.
The two most insightful questions I ask on my intake form are, what are they currently struggling with when it comes to their branded marketing, which is what I focus on? And if they could wave a magic wand in their business, what would be that like number one desired outcome in 90 days? The first one helps me plan out a plan for the discovery call itself, so I can really get into the details of how I can explicitly help solve those problems and hopefully get closer to that sale. And then the magic wand 90 days question really gives me insight into their expectations for our call and our work together. Certainly a magic wand is a place to like dream, but I am also looking for clients with realistic expectations. So if you're hoping to like 10x your income or gain 10,000 followers at Instagram in 90 days, I'm likely not a good match for you. Hi, I'm Kristen Lawton. I am your marketing mixologist over at the District Brand Bar. After 20 years of running communications and marketing teams for national organizations in DC, I now help solo entrepreneurs and small businesses craft the foundations of their brand and marketing and create systems tailored to them that really makes marketing their brand feel effortless. Come say hi over on Instagram. That's where I hang out most, at District Brand Bar.
My favorite question to ask on the intake form is, what would make our time together a total win? And I love this question because it makes them stop and think for a minute about what it is they want to get out of this call and what would make them happy, what would make them feel productive. It helps them think through, like, what would make our time together a total win? It might be on the call, or it might be through working together. I love that it helps them be more intentional and set their expectations. But then for me, it also gives me an inside view into what that is so that I can tailor my language in the sales call to meet those expectations, which I think is really valuable information. Because if I don't know what they think is going to be a total win for our time together, then how can I make sure that I make it feel great, right? So that's why I love that question. It also gives me voice of customer data so I can collect all those answers and then turn around and use them in my sales copy, because the things that they say there are really profound and really help me connect with my ideal buyers and what it is that they truly want. So that's my favorite question. I'm Cheryl Rarick, and I used to be a freelancer starting way back in 2012. Today, I'm an email marketing strategist, and I bring the magic of automation to coaches and course creators so they can make a life-proof business all with their emails. You can connect with me at my website, CherylRarick.com, or come find me on Instagram at Cheryl Rarick Marketing.
My question is, are you trying to get sales on an offer that has already been validated? I want to know that, because if not, if their offer isn't validated, I want to make sure that they have very clear expectations on what ads could or couldn't do for them. My name is Stacey Kovitz, and I am a meta ad strategist. I've been doing that since I started my business in 2020. And before that, I mostly was a stay-at-home mom of four amazing girls that are all grown for 21 years.
My favorite out-of-the-box question to ask people on an intake form for a discovery call is to ask them, if they were a TV or a movie character, which would they be, or who would they be? And I find this question gives me a lot of insight into a person's values and their character and where they're taking their business and their business goals. Sometimes people have a hard time articulating their goals proactively. And so by creating an anchor for them to kind of compare themselves to, it really does help to get a better sense of who they are and the impact that they want to have. And for me to ask myself, do I know that movie character or TV character? And would I like working with them? And do I think that I would be able to support them in the best way? So I love asking that, and I found it to be super, super helpful. I'm Frenchie Ferenczi. I am a marketer and a revenue strategist for industry experts, founders, and creatives. I started 3.5 years ago when I left startups where I worked for over 10 years growing and scaling startups. I grew one startup from 3 locations to 11 locations and 3,000 members to 12,000 members. Today, I offer growth strategy support to small businesses. You can find me at Frenchie Ferenczi on Instagram, and I look forward to connecting with you there.
My favorite questions are about investment, personality, and start date, because those allow me to know if I should cancel the call or not, because I'm at a place where I do not want my time wasted with people who are not all in and ready. So my first question about investment is, I tell them how much it costs for them to work with me, and are they able to invest? My second question about start date is, are you available to start and move forward within the next 2 to 3 weeks? And then my question about personality is, we don't work with douchebags. Tick to confirm that you're awesome to partner with, because I feel like it brings in personality and it lets them know that we are serious about not working with people who kind of suck. And most people aren't going to say that they suck, right? But it's just something that they can keep in mind for when we get on the phone, et cetera, et cetera. So those are my questions, and especially the money question I think is so important. My name is Ashley Chanel. I am a marketing agency owner. I think your application is going to truly increase the caliber of clients that you have.
One of my favorite questions to ask on an intake form is simply, what motivated you to book this call today? There's a lot of insight that you can get from prospective buyers and clients and customers when we ask that question. So when you ask a question like that, you're really getting into the head of where this person is at right now. What is the thing that they're struggling with? Why is now the time to take action? So that is definitely one of those questions that I always ask, because it can really help determine what needs to be presented on that sales call to help them make a really great buying decision. The other thing I like to ask people is if they are aware of the investment, because a lot of times I don't want to be on a call with someone that I feel like they are not in a position to invest. And so going ahead and letting them know upfront, like, this investment is so much money. Are you prepared to make that investment? It also helps when you get on the sales call that they are not blindsided by a price. They know upfront what the investment is to work with you.
Okay, so it's definitely not the most useful, but my favorite out-of-the-box question to ask is, well, actually, there's two. The first is paper, rock, scissor, which I put on all my call request forms. It's just a silly little thing. And most people just answer paper, rock, or scissor, but you occasionally get someone that puts like donkey or Dwayne the Rock Johnson or my beagle. And it's those little nuances that actually show you the type of personality of the person you're going to be working with. And it never fails that the people that put a creative answer are always the most fun to work with. And then I have another one that just says, who would win in this fight? Susan Sarandon, Mr. Bean, or Mary Poppins? And that's a crazy one. There's no logic or reason to it other than to actually demonstrate some of my personality to show what it'll be like to work with me, because I want it to be fun and I want to work with fun people. There's not a strategy behind it, but those little questions actually do add a lot of value to identifying the type of person that you're going to work with and show that it's going to be fun. My name is Justin Blackman from Pretty Fly Copy. I'm a brand voice expert, and I teach copywriters how to sound exactly like their clients and mirror their writing style. I teach lessons over at Brand Voice Academy, and you can find me at brandvoiceacademy.com. Prior to going full-time freelance, I worked in-house for brands like Puma, Red Bull, 5-Hour Energy in marketing and field marketing, a lot of consumer sampling. And then I was a copywriter for IHG for 3 years, and I've been on my own for about 7 years now.
To ask prospects, where do you see yourself in 5 years? This tells me a couple of things. Firstly, it tells me that their goal is growth. Clients who are really okay where they aren't always the best to work for. It's not always the best choice for them to hire. They tend to be stingy. They tend to not want add-on services. They tend to not want things that shake them out of their comfort zone. And that's just really a sign for me that we are not going to work well together. Secondly, I want to make sure that their visions and my visions align. And third, I like to see what motivates them. I work really well with creatives. And so asking this question gives the creative a chance to sort of drop the professional facade and really expand on why they're in the business that they're in and what they really want to see happen in the world around them. So this is a fantastic question for seeing if I'm going to really click well with a client and we're going to work well together, or if this client's goals are not aligned with what I want to do for them. My name is Amanda Jensen. I am of Joy Media and Marketing. My website is joyserves.com. I do websites and creative tech solutions for business owners.
Hi, Emily. This is such a great question. When I first started out getting on a lot of discovery calls online, I found that I was getting a lot of calls with people who were not a great fit, or people who were looking for services that I don't provide or didn't provide. What I did was I went back to my discovery call questionnaire. One of the questions I had was, what services are you looking for? In there, I would have my list of services, but then I would also have a list of services that people had asked me for or came looking for, just so that it would kind of like weed the people out that were looking for something that I wasn't providing. So instead of getting on a call with them, I would have a canned response that just said, oh, thank you for reaching out. Unfortunately, I don't provide this service. However, these are some people or this is a recommended person who you might want to get in touch with that does provide this service, right? So you're not leaving them high and dry. But I found that really cut down on the calls that went nowhere. So I was really happy to have that question in there. I'm Ange Quinn with the Ops Builder. I am an operations expert and a business consultant. You can find me at theopsbuilder.com.
Hey, it's Sage Polaris, and I have a couple of questions you can add to your intake form that will help you to vet potential clients. One of my favorites to ask people is, if there was one thing you could get from this investment working with me, what would it be? It's a very straightforward question that gets them super clear on what is the outcome that they want from working with me. Now, I'm a launch copywriter. That's half of my business. I also run a copy template membership. In the launch copywriting, one of the intake form questions I also ask is, if you care to share, what's your monthly revenue goal for your business? Again, this gets them very clear on what they are trying to achieve so that when I tell them how much it costs to work with me, they realize like, okay, I'm trying to get to this goal. Let's say they want to have a six-figure launch. And if I do a VIP half day with Sage for $5K, that's totally worth it because I'm going to make six figures, right? So not everyone is focused on revenue in their business as an outcome, and you might have to pivot that question a little, but it's an important one to ask. So I'll let you play with that. And if you want to stay in touch, I would love to grab my triple email open rates templates. If you go to sagepolaris.com/weloveemily, because we do, you can use those emails to reappear in your potential client's inbox. Whether or not you have an email list, you can repurpose it for either.
My favorite intake question to ask on an intake form or on a free opt-in or an event registration form is this. What is going on in your life and business that led you to reach out today? Or what's going on in your life and business that led you to sign up for this today? Another variation is, what's your biggest struggle with blank? And it could be with copywriting, with time management, with digital marketing, with tech. I love this question not as a way to vet potential clients. I love it as a way to gather ongoing voice of customer. It gives you an insight into what your people are struggling with as they're reaching out to you, as they're in that moment of, oh my gosh, I need some help with this. You can come back to the answers to this question anytime you're looking for content ideas, anytime you're looking for some juicy language to add to a sales email or to a headline on a sales page. Adding this question to your forms is a great way of gathering ongoing voice of customer, which is where you'll write and find the juiciest customer messages. I'm Kim Keel. I'm a copywriter and copy coach, and you can follow me at kimkeel.com or on Instagram at kim_keel_copy.
Hey, this is Jen Liddy, and my favorite question on my intake form for my consultations is all about pricing, because I want to be really clear and transparent with pricing so people don't get on a call and then feel sticker shock or some kind of manipulation. So my form question used to be, pricing transparency is important to me. Pricing starts at X. And then it was a drop down of yes or no. And it wasn't getting me anywhere because I felt like, well, what can I offer those people who say no? Like, I'm not ready to invest at that level. So instead, I changed it to a drop-down menu of four options or ways to work with me. And I just changed it to say, from my pricing starts at this yes or no to, let's make sure you get the right fit service. What level of support are you looking for today? The drop-down is level one, which is this type of service at this price, level two, three. And then four is, I'm not sure, can we talk about options? And I felt like this is just giving people an option to start at the place where they feel most comfortable. They have a sense of my pricing and they don't feel like they're going to have sticker shock when I get on an actual call with them. So I wouldn't say this is an out of the box question, but it was a real shift for me in helping me maintain my integrity about price transparency. So I'm Jen Liddy. I'm a brand message and content strategist. Basically, I help people know how to set themselves apart from the other people in their field without feeling like they have to be in the spotlight.
I love me some discovery calls. Discovery calls allow us to kind of date the person that we might be working with or our prospective clients. And one of the most important things that you can ask in a discovery call is, what are your values? If you're working with a really small company, or maybe it's just a solopreneur or a startup, there may just be one person there. And so when you're asking what their values are, you're looking at their individual values. If you're working with a bigger company, then you might be asking more about the values or the culture of the company. It is so important to get clarity on this so that you know what you're walking into. You can do an assessment and kind of get a feel if you're going to be a fit there or if you're going to be an outsider. Obviously, the closer your personal values and this company's values overlap, the better the fit, the longer you're going to stay, the better communication and relationship you're going to be in. And so I really, really, really never, ever have a discovery call without getting a lot of clarity in what their values are. I'm Natalie Gingrich, and I have been in business since 2015. I started as a freelancer myself and have evolved into the leader of the Ops Authority. And we are the founders of the Director of Operations Certification Program. You can find us everywhere at the Ops Authority.
You learn a lot from being my client. A lot of my clients say, not only have you set me up for success, but the way you manage us and put us through things teaches me what I can do for my clients, right? So what I would say is, I don't really honestly have to be honest. I don't currently know what you're doing and what you're not doing. So that's problem number one. But what I would say is, yeah, you can get screen captures of the calendar. And when you know how to read a calendar, that will change everything for you. You can have them fill out a couple of questionnaires with some key questions. Like, I have questions that are key questions, like something like, I'll say, okay, how many hours a week do you work? But also, what do you do for fun? And someone said to me, oh, you don't understand, Chris, I love my business so much. Everything about that is fun. Ding, ding, ding. That's alarm. I love it. I love my job too. But you're letting me know that this is all consuming and you have no room for anything else, and that you think it's a noble act to be so invested in your business. You think this is a badge of honor, right? Yeah. So even something simple, what do you do for fun? If somebody asked me, what do I do for fun? Oh my gosh. Well, I work out in the mornings because it makes me feel good all day. But what's really fun is I go rock climbing about 4 times a week. How the hell do you have time to go rock climbing, Chris? You have your own business. You know what I mean? Well, that tells you a lot about my schedule, the fact that I have time to go rock climbing 4 evenings a week. So there's some key things there you can ask them without implying judgment and without letting them feel defensive. Because, you know, we've all gotten these forms with somebody we barely know or we just started working with, and they're like, what's the biggest pain in your business? Or how much money did you make last month? You know what? Hello? What are we doing here? Like, this is like 6 date material. We haven't even had coffee, right? We don't want to be putting in a position where they feel judged, but there are some broad questions that you can get. Because I see what you're saying is like, oh, I might have priced this client differently if I had known that they were in a friggin' hot mess. So you can find me in any of the socials, reach out to me on LinkedIn, tell me that you heard me on this fabulous podcast, and we'll become fast friends. I'm Chris Ward, team building strategist and productivity expert.
Okay, let's round this out with one of the questions from my forms. Did I introduce myself? This is the podcast host, Emily Reagan, by the way. Here are my intake form questions. I did not limit myself to 90 seconds. I have a question that stood out to me. What marketing areas do you love yourself or you feel you're good at? I want to know what my client loves doing because I want to keep clients happy and I want them invested and I want their creative juices flowing. And we can work off of that. If they can take the lead in one marketing channel, I can play off of that. And so I love asking that question and I want to know where they're confident. I also don't want the client who's like, I'm not good at anything. I hate tech. I'm like not good at tech. Like I don't want the Debbie Downers either. I also ask, what marketing areas do you want to grow? Because the red flag for me is somebody who wants to be everywhere on a shoestring budget and doesn't realize how taxing that is and how much they need to be involved in it. So for me as a digital marketing assistant, I would have those on my intake form. And then I think everything else you heard on this podcast was amazing. I love all of the insight. I also have, I'm going to go ahead and give you a few more. I'm the podcast host. I can do what I want. I have one that says, are you willing to invest in human capital and resources to make this happen? Yes and no. I want people to understand that it takes human capital to run a business. You don't just start an online business and it just like magically becomes successful. There are people happening. People make it happen. And then I end on another one. I'm so funny. Are you pleasant to work with? I got to ask. Like, I just want to get this out of the way. Like, if you are not a fun person, this is one of my company values, is having fun. I'm a freelancer because I do want to have fun. I want to choose who I work with. So it kind of just ends on something slightly playful. Like, no one has ever said no, but at least they're kind of walking away with my dream client and knowing that I will not be micromanaged and this will not be an unpleasant experience for me. So that's a few I have. Did you have a good one that I missed? Will you DM me? I would love to add it to my list. I would love to see what your strategic brain came up with too. Okay. Was that not amazing? Is your head spinning? Do you have so many ideas? Will you DM me on Instagram and tell me what your favorite one was? Maybe I need to do a poll. Maybe I'll do the top ones. I'd love to know what you're going to implement right away and what resonated with you. What holes and gaps did you have? How can you position yourself as an expert before the discovery call? So you're going in there with all of the power. So you're feeling the most confident and easily talk about your prices and services. You've made your client go through some hurdles and understand that this business is their business and they're also responsible. I can't wait to hear. If you love this podcast, I'm trying to get to 100 reviews. Help. Please help. Hit 5 stars. If you have some time, write a little review. Tell me how this helps you with actionable steps, what your favorite topics are, how your business is growing because of this. I'd also love to hear what topics you want. I have many cool guests scheduled through the summer, and then we'll be kicking off a fun summer funnel series. I have some really fun topics coming in. We might actually revisit this forms question very soon, a little hint, hint on a podcast to come. I look forward to hearing from you. If you like this podcast, these are the type of conversations we're having inside our Digital Marketers Workgroup. We're helping each other level up. We're helping us get better. We're refining it. We're moving out of this messy middle to the freelancer holy land, where we are the most confident, charging premium rates, working with the best clients, but not working all the time. So if you need a little bit of help in your business, you need some accountability, you need insight. If you love learning and you learn by talking to others and watching what others do too, this might be the community for you. Get your application in now. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for joining me today. It means so much to me that you took the time to listen to this podcast episode. Truly, deeply, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I'll see you next week. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm going so out of order, and I'll add the last one.